Hello, and welcome to your favorite astrology program, It's All in the Stars, with astrologer Hassan Jaffer. And now, here's your host for tonight, Michael Cervini.
On the line as well, Hassan.
Hello, Michael.
How are you, sir?
Great.
Is it raining in Toronto tonight?
It is a little bit. Yes, it was beautiful, and they are filming Amelia Earhart actually here.
But so tell me first, is Moon in Pisces or somewhere close to it?
On Young and King actually.
Yeah.
But a huge. All the people dressed in old clothes and all. It's really quite interesting actually at that time, you know.
Now, I seen this weather starting to come like this, and I thought, well, we must be close to Moon and Pisces.
I know, the directors know, like, they should really plan beforehand. I don't think it was supposed to be a rainy scene, because I know when she took off, it was quite bright and quite nice that day.
Mm-hmm.
She never thought it was rainy that day.
So last week, if I'm not mistaken, actually, first of all, let me announce some numbers here for our listeners, for those who want to give us a call. You're anywhere in the USA or Canada. You can call us at 1-888-815-9756, or people can choose to dial the local number, which is 530 area code, and the number is 876-3222. So all the people that are listening, anybody who wishes to give us a call, don't be shy, pick up the phone and give us a ring. Now, last week, I think we finished off 228-4494
number. Is that the one from North America?
No, that's for Thursday. That's for Thursday's show.
I thought that's a world one, 877.
Yeah, that's our world number for Thursday.
No. For USA and Canada, it's also
USA and Canada is 815-9756, area code 888.
Okay, can you just give that one again? I'm just going to write it down
here. Okay, USA and Canada.
I'm starting an email right now. Yes.
Yeah, USA and Canada is 888. 815-9756.
Okay, just tell me one thing then. What is this 888-228-4494?
That's for Thursday. That's our Thursday program.
I see.
It's different numbers for the Thursday and Sunday show.
I see. I thought the North American was the same, just the world one. Okay, fine.
No, different numbers. But we've got two actually toll-free numbers for this program. We have one that's just for USA. And then we have one that's for Canada and U.S. So I figured we'll just give the U.S.
Canada
because
you have two lines. No, actually, because you have two lines. That's
okay, so then there's also the USA number, which is 877-876-5227. Anywhere in the U.S. can call that number.
Okay.
So
Obama is gaining ground, as we have
said.
As we have said, Obama is gaining ground. Last time we had said that he will take in this, you know, like North Carolina and all that in India, and he almost did, and he came very close, actually, in that one.
Yeah, I think
your predictions... The first of the week, every time, by the way, the first of the week is very positive for him, and not very good for Hillary, but when it's going down, like, for example, this the other one, he's still doing much better than what they thought in Virginia, I feel.
But
the one
upcoming,
after that, the first week of June is definitely very good for him.
Mm-hmm. This upcoming one, though, I think is a little bit favored in Clinton's side, no?
Yes. As long as, but yeah, I don't think it'll be as good as they were expecting, actually.
As they're predicting for her.
No, because the moon is still quite up in his chart.
Right.
But the first week is always very, very positive for him.
It was funny, actually. I was watching CNN there last week, and I guess a lot of Clinton's own supporters were kind of trying to encourage her to be proud and drop out of the contest, but they said basically, other than some miracle happening, that she really doesn't stand a chance. But I guess she's a fighter and she wants to...
Well, you know, the thing is, it's not just her. It's people who are backing her.
Mm-hmm.
In that aspect, you see, for example, they've got McCain as well as Hillary, both hell-bent on attacking Iran, destroying American infrastructure, unfortunately. You know, there's all there, and people don't even realize it. They're being scapegoated and the whole thing. Obama's the only one who actually... trying to play a difficult role, actually, because it's not supported by the oil companies and the conglomerates and all that, and the drug companies and all that, and that's not a very easy asset. That's why he's like a marked person till at least about end of next summer.
Right.
And interestingly, Lieberman, I mean, he was like the biggest crook, the fraudulent person who actually initiated this thing with McCain for the bill for attacking Iraq. He's supposed to be the chairman of the Homeland Security or something now.
Come on.
He's got the internal, yes, and he's got a dual citizenship as well as America.
Was that a recent announcement or?
No, I think they were talking about that if he actually supports McCain, then they will not let him become the chairman. So are they in the works or something, you know? But it's really interesting. But even the current chief or the chairman of the, the last one also, he was from the same party.
Same
interest against Iran, against the Middle East. I mean, the people, you know, who take billions of dollars from American taxpayers' money and, you know, just hell-bent on destroying everything, infrastructure, unfortunately. And this is the last year for it, though, because after this, everything collapses as Pluto moves into Capricorn, you see. Pluto will be there till about 14th of June or so, and then comes back into Sagittarius, a sign of religion and all that fundamental aspect comes back again till about November 28th or so, then goes into Capricorn. Once it goes into Capricorn, we are not going to have all this religious fervor and, you know, all this evangelical aspect and everything that they are talking about. But I found something very interesting that the Catholic Church wanted to announce, or the evangelical aspect, that they want to become more moderate. They've been too radical and political, and they do not want to be like that, which is exactly what we would expect with Pluto moving into another sign now, going into
right.
Capricorn. So it's quite interesting how it's happening here. So
daring.
Our matchmaking thing is coming along really well, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got all these aspects, everything. So in the matchmaking, very soon we'll be announcing that for our clients also.
Right.
And but at least we have the very correct ephemeris for the first person's date of birth and the second person's date of birth, and instantly gives you all the aspects. And what we are going to do is we are going to base all the compatibility that even people who have never taken astrology will be able to understand it, based on four different elements, the signs,
okay.
The fire, earth, air, and water.
Right.
And in astrology, every alternate sign or generation, they always get along well. That's the one key thing which nobody seems to have talked about. Like Aries, for example, will get along well with Gemini, because you're skipping one sign in between. So Aries, Taurus, Gemini. Taurus will get along with Cancer,
right.
You have one in between. So one... So every alternate one, they always get along really well with each other.
So, and the same thing applies for the signs such as earth sign, water, air, and fire,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Like because fire and air, you always, like in Chinese also, they say, you know, when you put fire and air together, you know, the fire becomes stronger even.
Right.
Just like if you put water and fire, it actually extinguishes the fire. So it becomes makes steam, for example. That's something difficult combination.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, Hillary's got, Miss Clinton has a lot of water and fire.
Right. You're
she's
right.
Got a steamy.
Leo planet, which is a pride, I won't give up. And she's got
right.
The Scorpio tenacity there.
Right.
Four or five planets in Scorpio as well.
Yeah.
And also because she's attracted to power, and power can really make people quite corrupt sometimes, and they step on people's values. I find it's not an unethical aspect as much as when they want to completely destroy something to recreate. There's no moderation there at all.
Right.
Now, she does have Moon in Pisces right on top of her chart, so she would be very good for children, for old people. She does like the underdog, but I think it needs somebody else to be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I do not see her as a vice president. But
I was just about to ask you what your opinion is on the dream, so-called dream team, as they're calling it.
I don't see that happening, actually.
No?
I still don't see it happening. Because if it does happen, then I definitely would suggest that Obama's life would be very much in danger. There
have
been so many suicides and so many accidents with that. Lynn Foster and the Whitewater, but all kinds of misleading the jury and so many things have happened.
Yeah.
We have a caller
I think we have a caller trying to get through, so let's see. Do we have
Hello?
A caller with us?
Yes, we do.
Excellent. And your name?
Pardon me?
What is your name?
My name's Becky.
Becky? Where are you calling from, Becky?
I am calling from Hamilton, Ontario.
Hamilton, Ontario. I know Hamilton very well. Hassan, meet Becky. Becky, meet Hassan.
Hi, Becky. What's your date
of birth, Becky?
September 17th, 1983.
September 17th, 1983.
For the first time, I'm actually using our own program here, right on the internet.
Excellent.
to see all the planets' position.
Yeah. Our
and what's really interesting is here, I can actually see what's happening today in Becky's chart also, or around this time what's happening also at the same time. Yeah, the moon is... No, that's not correct. Oh, yeah, 17th. You said 17th September, right?
17th
wow,
September.
Do you know that today the moon is in Leo, Michael?
Is that right?
Whoever calls today, there's a real fame element in their chart. But many people who are not supposed to be famous, they will not be able to get through.
Oh,
so there's a real destined aspect. Becky, you must be quite lucky.
Hello?
So you're meant to be famous, Becky, which is a good thing.
You have very good writing ability. You have a brilliant neurotic chart, actually. Forceful mind. Excellent in fashion, clothing, cosmetics, jewelry. Whatever you wear, you look excellent in that. You do get these sort of dark moods, even though you're quite young. And later on, from about summer of this year to about next summer, your chart shows that you need more physical rest, more sleep also, you know. But there's a definite creative, artistic side. You have a very visual aspect about you. Whether it's an art or fashion or into decoration, into design, you have quite... That is one side. Other side is like a natural teacher, like a natural writer. And you have excellent communication skills. Rather philosophical chart, actually. And have you thought of writing at all, Becky?
Pardon me?
Have you thought of writing at all?
I didn't hear you. I'm on my cell phone.
Have you thought of writing, like becoming a writer, you know, composition?
You know what? Actually, ironically enough, I write all the time. I have journals and journals of stuff that I've written.
you know this lady, Michael, help me with that one. You know the one who wrote Harry Potter?
Yeah. Right.
Rowling,
J.K. Rowling.
That's it. She has Mercury in Virgo like you, but she's more radical. That's why she takes it out in her novels and all that. But you have the very good psychological insights, and at the same time, you have a very philosophical, spiritual mind as well, and it's an aspect of a mass communication. Very efficient the way you communicate, but also you have a sense of beauty, of aesthetic, of artistic side. I'm just wondering how it comes out in your case. Are you aware
that
Becky?
Yeah, I'm here.
She can't hear?
Yeah, she can now, yeah. So he says you have a bit of an artistic side as well.
Yeah.
And,
I'm always...
What do you want to do, Becky, when you grow up?
Pardon me?
What do you want to do in your future?
What do I want to do? I'm actually in school right now for social work. I like people.
For social what?
Social work?
Yeah, I like helping people.
That side. I mean, that's one side of you, but the other side, which is the artistic side, I'm just wondering, have you ever been interested in fashion or into decoration or into design? Or because there's a real sense of harmony about you.
Have you ever
I've never actually thought about going into anything along that line.
Really, yeah. Well, you certainly have the talent, like even in fashion coordination, you certainly have. By the way, Becky, can you hear me clearly?
Pardon me?
Oh,
can you hear him clearly?
It's very difficult for me to do the charts here right now, I know.
I know it is. It's hard. The reception for some reason always doesn't seem to be
maybe
well.
Maybe what we'll do is for about 2-3 months, till everything gets right, we won't do the call-in shows, because it's very difficult for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll just discuss with each other.
Yeah.
Hi, Becky.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is that you, Becky?
Yes.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay, any questions you'd like to ask?
Sorry, pardon me?
Do you have a question you want to ask, Son?
Yeah, I want to know the relationship that I'm in, if it's going to last.
She's in a relationship.
Date of birth?
Pardon
you know his date of birth?
I want to
know. Do you know your boyfriend's date of birth?
Oh, yeah, September 28th, 1983.
September 28th,
1983. Just give me one sec.
Just be patient for a minute, maybe.
Okay, I've got that chart. This person has a very bright mind. He is very intellectual, more theoretical than you, actually. You have a nice wisdom element about you. You're a very practical person. He has a very good business aspect about him. He likes to get things his way, but he likes to win people to his side. A good legal mind, and but in relationship, he's a very idealistic person. You are a little too independent. And he has a good answer for music as well. And the other thing in his chart, but he's going through a bit of what we call an accident configuration. He's got to be very careful all his life. Any freak accidents, any car write-offs, I would not suggest motorcycles with him. that he definitely has to be a bit careful of that. There's a bit of an explosive side. I don't know how it comes out.
Has he had any recent accidents on a motorcycle or anything, Becky?
Oh my God, he fell down a bank on his mountain bike.
He fell on his mountain bike?
Yeah, he fell down like a little mini cliff, I guess you could say, down about
July and August to be very, very careful, and because he'll be very daring, and his timing is not the best right now.
Mm-hmm. So he's got to be careful because he's accident-prone right now till July or August.
So I'm a little afraid to say anything on air. If you write to me, maybe Michael, you can give us.
I'll give her the information. There's some things, Becky. Understand that. First of all, we don't have a real clear reception, so it's hard for Hassan to really be 100% with you.
Yeah.
But if you want to contact him after the show, I'm going to give you her contact information, and he'll be able to tell you more. Completely to detail, what you're looking to find out.
I just sent an email with a time of birth as well to stargazer@astrotrends.net.
Okay.
Did you get that, Becky?
No.
Okay. It's stargaze@astrotrends.net.
Okay, that's
the email.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just send an email to Hassan with your birthday and time of birth and your boyfriend's birthday and time of birth, he'll be able to give you a lot more insight as to both of you and how well-matched you are and what you should both be looking for in the very near future and in the future to come.
Perfect.
Is that okay? Did we answer your question for you?
Yes, that's excellent. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
Yeah, it is hard to hear, Hassan.
Yeah,
I agree.
She has Venus because I do like her writing ability, though. She definitely has that.
She said that she did some compositions and journals or something, so...
Yes. But I wonder why it's not very clear. But your line is quite clear, but my line is not, so I'm not sure. I think it's... They were doing some changeover, actually. Don was...
We're going to be going to digital, right?
That's right. So I think about a week or 2 weeks' time, they'll probably become much better, too.
Yeah, I know that our friends at BBS are actually in the process of making some major changes
with the network. Honestly cannot do this type of thing, the call-in show.
Yeah, but you made a good suggestion. What we could do maybe in the next few shows for the month or so is just do without call-ins. And then people will just give the information, the contact information, to our listeners, and then they can contact you by email or by telephone at a later date until we get things up and running better, and then we'll go back to the call-ins.
Yeah.
We can do that. Well, we have a caller right now, so let's see if we can have a little better luck with this one. Who we got on the line?
My name is Linda. Hi, Michael.
Hello, and who is this?
This is Linda. My name is Linda.
Linda, how are you, Linda?
Hi.
Can you speak up a little bit, my dear?
Yes, can you hear me a little bit better now?
Yes.
Okay.
And where are you calling from, Linda?
I'm calling from Florida.
From Florida?
Yes.
And how's the sun over there? Is it hot?
It's windy today. It's been a windy, breezy day. Even though it's hot, we've been getting a breeze.
What's your birthday, Linda?
When is your date of birth, Linda?
I'm sorry, Hassan. It's September 10th. 1952, and I was born at 11:20 a.m.
Wow. You know, people who are born between about 8 o'clock in the morning till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they have a very strong luck element and the fame aspect when they can come out in the public very easily. It's much easier for them to come out in the public. Let me just see a chart. So September 10th, 1952, you just missed it by one day.
For September 11th.
Yes. This is almost, this chart is a combination of Becky and her boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah, it's really interesting. You have Mars in the sign of Sagittarius, just like him, where you are a bit accident-prone right now until about July, August. But in men, it comes out more dangerous. In a girl's chart, normally it indicates people around you have to be more careful. And are also the kneecap problems, like you might have a lot of authority conflicts right now. And you have a beautiful chart. You're a bit inhibited, but you definitely have that you like your father figures, men who are a bit, at least 4 to 7 years older than you. But the relationships are very important for you, and yet it's difficult. You're a bit inhibited also. But on the positive side, it makes you have long-term relationship as well, because your chart shows a lot of, they touch about unhappiness and love matters in relationships. You tend to set yourself up for disappointments, it seems. And you also have that writing ability in accounts, in finances, You're basically multitasking when you can do several things and do them well. You're a clear thinker. You have a nice wisdom element. You're practical. You're down to earth. You're not a theoretical person. But there's this nagging side which needs to be come out either in editing or in quality control somehow. You know, because you have a very active nervous system as well.
Yes.
But have you been? Have you been from last about October or so? Have you found yourself into a lot of tension? Which is still not finished, actually. All kinds of delays in communication or getting through to people is a frustrating aspect, you know?
Yes, but I meditate and I do Reiki, so I try to keep a balance. Sometimes I don't always win the battle.
By the way, you also have a very good sense of fashion, clothing, cosmetics, jewelry, but that Saturn touching on Venus, you see, makes you a bit more inhibited, makes it difficult for you to let go of yourself, although it makes you, gives you more... sense of commitment as well when it comes to relationships, you know?
Yes, I do understand that. I'm a very committed person.
Yes. And if it wasn't for Saturn, you wouldn't be. Because the relationships are very important for you. You cannot be just alone. You need another person.
But not just That's anybody. It has to be special.
So do you have a chart, though? It's a very nice chart, yeah.
Do you have a specific question at this time, Linda?
Samantha popped out, but he does such a good job. There's actually two men that I'm kind of interested in. Can I give both birthdays, or do I have to pick one or the other?
I'm sorry, which were the jobs you said?
I have two men that I'm interested in.
Yes.
Can I give both birthdays?
Okay, go ahead.
One is 3/3/1952.
Which is
March 3rd, 1952.
I see. By the way, 1950 is very romantic. The whole 50s are very, very romantic people, actually, who were born at that time, you know? Now,
yes.
This one actually does compare very well with you when it comes to love matters, relationships. It's a bit erratic, but his Saturn is off your Venus, you see, so it may tend to inhibit you a little bit.
He's too moody.
Yeah, he has a very nice voice, the way he speaks.
Whoa.
And he has a sort of a comfortable sadness to his voice.
He has a degree in communications. It's interesting you say that.
No, I didn't say he's excellent at communicating. I'm saying he communicates, he doesn't really talk. Like the tonal quality of the voice, he's more sensitive than you are in communication. This is a chart like Chopin, but also Alexander Graham Bell. But actually, it's not electronics. It's more, his Mercury is in Pisces, you see. Very intuitive aspect. But it's almost like a woman's mind. But in love matters, he's a bit erratic. He likes women who are erratic, unconventional type. He's not into just normal type of women. He also does have the long-term commitment aspect in his chart. But I'm just afraid that that if it dampens your relationship to some extent. What does he do, by the way? Because sometimes that offsets it, too. What kind of work does he do?
He's a communicator at the Space Center.
A communicator at the Space Center?
Yes.
Yeah. So he communicates with whom?
He's in communication. He writes programs, stuff like that.
Well, I see. He writes communication programs.
He'll write programs, yes. He'll do programs. He was in broadcasting at one time.
Yes. Yeah. I remember one of my best hosts, actually, Peter Varley. And he had that same Mercury in Pisces. I personally like that. There's a touch of, like, a comfortable sadness to their voice.
Yes.
Celine Dion is also born with that. They're very good when you have some problems and you talk to them. They're very understanding.
Yeah, but he's not dependable. He's not dependable and he's not reliable. And
you mean in love matches or in communication?
Anything. In consideration, you don't have to be in a relationship.
There's an erratic aspect. That's what I'm saying. You may be a little too square. You may be too dependable. Because he likes this edge. He's got a Venus in Aquarius, like Mozart was born with that. Chopin was born with that. Whether it's in art or music or whatever they do, there's this erratic side. And yet he is basically quite a loyal person in the long run. But he's got this sudden... It's not the ideal relationship. I mean, his Mercury being in Pisces... They're up in the air, like, for example, you might find that he goes up at a tangent or he promises something because he didn't like to hurt people's feelings, because you are very direct. What's the other person's date of birth?
Okay, 2/16/1950.
February 16, 1950.
Okay, 16th February, 1950?
Yeah.
Let me just It's interesting, actually. Michael, we should do more of the relationship, I think.
Yes.
It's an excellent
That's the direction we're going.
Yeah, that's excellent. Now, this one has Mercury in Aquarius, Venus in Aquarius. You know, you're drawn to men who are brilliant type, it seems. Brilliant or involved in high-tech. This fellow is a very, very inventive. He's got a, he's a very conceptual type of person. He's an idea person, basically.
Very intelligent.
But in terms of communication, he might be very different from you, you know.
In which way, Hassan?
Well, he's like a real genius, this fellow. He's very inventive, you know. And you cannot play on his conscience. Because he's got that sort of a sarcastic wit.
Yes.
But it's like pilots are born like that. What does he do, by the way?
He's an engineer.
But in computers or in what?
He's an electronic engineer.
Yes. I mean, he's a very bright person.
Yes.
He's actually very dependable also. The only thing is I'm just wondering the connection between you and him.
He's too sarcastic. He's my ex-husband, but he's still, after all these years, he still emails me and stuff.
Well, yeah, no, there because he has a very humanitarian side to him as well. But tell me something, in terms of communication, because his Saturn turns off your Mercury. So it's I think you people didn't really understand each other very well. They were a little too, quite different, I guess, yeah? But in love matters, there was a very strong attachment. In fact, with both of them, there is a good love aspect.
Yeah, but it's the sarcasm. I don't know how to...
No, because you become very defensive. As it is, you're very self-critical. So when he says something, for example, he says it in such a cool, aloof, and unemotional manner.
Yeah.
You'd be a very good email friend.
Pardon me?
You'd be an excellent email friend.
I'll just stay his email friend, yeah. That's one of the reasons why I got divorced from him, is because of his sarcasm.
Yeah.
He has a very, 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 there's a kind side, but you're right, Hassan. He's witty, but he's sarcastic, like he's above everybody.
Well, yeah, it's that manipulative aspect, for example, would be a bit difficult, because that doesn't relate to your Mercury at all, because you take everything so personally, and it's very real with you.
Yes. Oh, you hit it right on the head.
He doesn't realize what he's doing, you know?
Yeah, you're exactly right, and sometimes I don't try to communicate because I realize he just doesn't see. He's not seeing.
Yes, that's right.
So
his Saturn also squares your moon, so it dampens your emotions to some extent. Even if his Saturn conjuncts your Venus, so anybody who was born in 1950 is not the best person for you. They may tend to inhibit you a lot, actually.
Yeah, he's very dominating also, very extremely dominating.
Really?
Yeah, very
dominating. Well, you are very independent also. You know, the thing is, you've got this Mars-Mercury conjunction. There's this argumentative aspect in you, like you are... you're a very down-to-earth person, but you have a forceful mind. And you tend to, from time to time, like for last year, till about this July, August, you'll tend to be very rebellious against authority.
Oh.
And it's difficult for you to show your emotions. It'll give this mixed signal. You are very feminine inside, but on the outside, for example, you tend to inhibit all of that aspect.
Yeah.
So out of the two, Hassan, which one do you think is best? Astrologically at this time, what do you think?
Well, it seems that she's definitely attracted to the people who have Venus and Aquarius, because both of them had Venus and Aquarius. So
right.
She likes people who are brilliant, erratic, unconventional type. The second one definitely is a very kind person.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a bit gossipy type almost, you know?
It's
almost as I said, like a woman's mind, and she might tend to hurt his feelings a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But... The second one is a bit better, but I have a feeling that the first 6 months of next year are fantastic for you. I would focus on career right now. Career in learning, in knowledge, in writing, in anything to starting your own thing, for example. And the first 6 months of next year, whoever you are with, that's the right person for you. That's your real luck aspect.
Because
right now, first of all, you're going to be very difficult to live with yourself. Because you're very erratic, you'll get edgy, you'll get angry very easily right now.
Well,
regardless of who you were with.
I'm nervous because it's funny you're saying about the school, because I'm 55, I'm trying to go back to school for nursing to become an RN, and it's a scary thing because of
the only thing which I was thinking, I didn't think you would like the sight of blood at all.
The sight of blood doesn't bother you, Linda, working in the health industry?
Michael, yes it does, but also... I grew up around illnesses all my life, and I'm a true Virgo.
Right.
I've been a caretaker just naturally, not because I had to, it's because I wanted to.
Well, you are excellent. You see, you're excellent when it comes to psychology, understanding people, all that part in giving advice, etc., is excellent. It's that Venus in Libra side, I think, is being suppressed to some extent. And that's a side, you know, which does not really like... It's not just a blood. It's a side of, you know, like hurting and all this aspect, no? Mm-hmm. Even though you're down to it, but as long as you're not suppressing it, not forcing yourself.
You know, Hassan, you're saying that the reason I was going through for the RN is so I could get my foot in the door with some type of rehab.
Yes,
and,
well, that part I can see, yes. That's right. On that aspect, you can see your actions and placing people and understanding their problems. It's a psychology is the best aspect for you.
Okay, and it
even
does this
matchmaking thing that with that Venus being a son of Libra, it's just that Venus aspect to Saturn in your chart, that is what inhibits you, makes you like it's a productive aspect of artistic fashion side too. And the psychology and all that part is excellent. You know what you could do is later on you could send me your birth date and time of birth and place of birth to our email. I'll have a look at it also. Because we do have reports as well. Since you have the exact time of birth, the report will be an excellent aspect.
Yeah,
and they're very
that.
Inexpensive. We made them. They're 12-month forecasts. We can send them by email right away.
Okay.
You'll have a very good idea of what's happening. And because this is a fantastic year for that. So I personally would not focus on relationships right now. I would
focus more on the career,
long-term
right?
Career part, yes.
Yeah.
And also be a bit extra careful and pace yourself. Make sure you drink lots of water. Because to dampen this anger and temper and being edgy, you know.
Yes. I always fight that.
And not to worry so much about people. So you do need some outlets for that, of course.
Oh, that's
and,
me.
But
I worry
nice
about
it. You're getting some great aspect from Jupiter. It's just that till about July, August, there's a rebellious side and authority conflict that you might feel.
Okay.
Yeah. You feel that, right?
Yeah, I do. You know what? And what you're saying about the... I do worry to a fault sometimes where I have to grab hold of myself and realize what I'm doing.
Yes.
So what you're saying is it's like, yes, everything's, it's falling into place.
Yeah. But excellent advice that you give to people. Like you'd be a fantastic counselor. Very, very realistic. You just need to be a bit more optimistic also, you know.
Why don't we do this? I'm going to give you the direct email for Hassan, Linda.
I have it. Is it Stargaze at AstroTrends?
Yes, Stargaze at AstroTrends. Right.
Yes.
You can always call us. You can always call us at 416-497-9000. By the way, one other thing which I want to mention to you, that you have a very special talent when it comes to property, when it comes to older property. In fact, when you were born, if you look at the headlines when you were born, you'll find the real estate market was almost at its peak at that time. There was a major real estate boom around that time. So you have that aspect in you. So, and I would definitely suggest that you look into that as well on the side.
Oh, I want to sell my home, but the market's so bad right now.
Not right now. Later on this year is fantastic. You're like about July, August, September, right about November. It's excellent for buying, selling a property, family reunions. But I'm saying as a side profession what I'm saying. When you take older places, have it renovated, or when you buy land and develop it, for example, there's a definite asset. When it comes to real estate, there's a major gain in your chart that is showing up.
And because that's part of her natal chart, that's a luck aspect as well, right, Hassan? So
that's
if she
right,
does get
right.
involved in those things, she'll be lucky with it?
That's right. Exactly, yeah.
So I have to get rid of those two numbers that I gave you, those two gentlemen, and just wait for something new to come.
The first 6 months of next year, Hassan says, is a good time for you to concentrate on or look more into relationships.
Yeah, the thing is, you see, because you really cannot just be alone. You always need a partner.
Yes. But you know what, Hassan, what you're saying, I agree with you and what Michael's saying, because really, logically, it's best for me to focus on my education.
That's right. That's right.
And that's be
but
grounded
the
and focused on
with
that.
Them, do not make the commitments right now. Look into that, because the first 6 months of next year are fantastic. You'll make the correct decisions that time.
Oh, that sounds awesome. You know what, I'm going to email you. Is that okay?
Sure.
Send us an email, and I think, like Hassan was saying, I think the 12-month forecast report would be great for you. That'll give you a complete outline for the next 12 months, how things will be, when your luck times are, when's a good time to make decisions for business or relationships.
Yeah.
So it would really, really be helpful.
And you can always call us at our number, and we'll call you right back, because we've got the North American plan, so 416-497-9000.
416-497-9000.
Right.
I can call that or email you, either one.
How many times have you listened to our show, Linda? Is it the first time or you will?
Oh, no. I listen occasionally to PBS, and I was just, tonight I had some extra time, and I wanted to listen to your show.
Have you listened to our show before?
No, but I was at your website, and because sometimes the time's not convenient for me, so I hurried up and I got everything done that I had to get done so I could sit down and listen to the show tonight.
Well, there's one thing I really would like you to see on our website. When you go to astrotrends.net, the second on the menu on the left-hand side where it says your mission, if you click on that, and there's a flash version in red, when you click that, you will really like that, what your mission is in life. I think you really enjoy this. My music, my voiceover, it's quite nice, actually.
Oh, I saw that little gift that you had, the little video. That was just beautiful.
Yes. Thank you. You're so
it was beautiful.
It's inspiring, isn't it?
Yes. You know what, because, Michael, I believe that numerology and astrology, it's kind of God's map for us. I truly believe that.
Absolutely.
That's how
as long as you realize that he's given us a free choice to exercise it also. It's not like everything is just destined that this will happen. It's how your best timing is. Like you have really almost a bit of a neurotic chart. But that neurosis only if you do not have outlets for it. Like you worry about everybody else so much.
Yes.
That's your Mercury aspect. Luckily you also have a Mars Mercury aspect, which is a forceful mind. Like that Mars in Sagittarius, one of the things you should be doing more is more travel around the world.
I do love to travel.
Like you should take more chances.
Well, but right now, the way the economy is, it doesn't allow me,
but it's
in my blood.
About July. Till July, you will feel the frustration. In fact, what you're going through, and this does not apply to you right now, so I don't want you to get paranoid or anything, when people have heart attacks, it's exactly what you're going through right now, and it happens every 7 years. And it's done nothing to do with the heart, it's the frustration that creates it.
Yeah, the stress levels.
Yes, and you become like type A under this transit. When you're constantly running out of time or... that's why you need to avoid crisis situations. Only until about July, August.
Oh gosh. Just July and August. Thank God for that.
Yes.
Okay.
Things start to really look good for you from July onwards.
Yeah.
By the way, you're going to be a bit... you'll feel a bit weak this year. You're a bit anemic. You need more iron.
And, you know, I've been eating more protein.
It may also be with one of your parents' health, actually, you know, when they feel a bit depleted.
Yes, and I have been eating more protein. I've been aware of that. And I usually don't eat beef, but I've been... throwing in a steak every now and then in my meals.
Yeah, so you'll need more physical rest, more sleep. I said, later on when you do get time, sometime give me a call and we'll discuss that more in detail.
Yes.
Okay, my dear.
And you have a beautiful voice as well, Linda.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Thank
you. Very nice voice.
Well, you know what? Thank you so much for giving me this insight. I really appreciate it. Now, do you want me to email you with my birthday and my time?
That would be great.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right, thank you so much.
Your contact info, so we can contact you on that.
I enjoyed this. Thank you again to both of you.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a great night. Take care.
Sounds
like a very nice person. I can see that she reminds me of my sister, one of my sisters, who's always worried about everybody else.
Oh, yes.
what would you call my sister? Florence Nightingale.
Yes, that's it. But this one is not a Florence Nightingale, though.
No.
This one, in assessment of people and helping people, she definitely is. But in love matters, she's very independent.
Yeah.
Your sister is extremely unselfish in love.
Right.
Linda is not. Linda cares for herself also. She does have the Venus in Libra, very independent side.
Yeah.
Venus in Virgo can become a bit of a doormat. Linda is definitely not a doormat in relationships.
Yeah.
In fact,
she's glad that
she people now.
So, but there was one thing that you touched on, and I was going to...
But you know what's really interesting? Both of them had Venus in Aquarius that she was drawn to.
Yeah, both of them.
Because she has a Venus-Uranus aspect in her chart.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, Venus-Uranus square, which normally indicates a broken engagement, or she also likes these men who are a bit erratic type.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she's a very stable person. Like
right.
In love matters, she is insecure in love. That's what I want to say when I said inhibitors also.
Mm-hmm.
But that for that insecure, that's why she wants to make sure the person is like a long-term commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody hopes for that.
But not everybody has it. You see, like the Venus, because Venus is in Libra,
right.
She likes to, even if with a girlfriend she goes out, for example, she likes to be with somebody.
Right.
And rather than just being alone.
Yeah.
So that, but when Saturn is close to Venus, that offset, I mean, that does make a person a bit, she's still independent on one side, but at the same time, all the Saturn has to come up, you know.
Yeah.
But it's certain sort of unhappiness or sadness, etc.
Yeah, interesting enough, both calls this evening seem that the most, or I won't say the most important thing, but they both wanted to know about relationships, and that's why I wish we could tell people exactly where we are and what we're doing right now, but this, once we finish and we launch the matchmaking, this is going to be unbelievable.
Absolutely.
We'll be able to help so many people.
And the slider that we're making is so interesting.
Yeah, but
and
it's going to be...
I'm using that program right now, Michael, for the first time.
What's that? Oh, you're using a program?
I'm using that asset for the slider that we made.
Excellent.
It's an accurate program that you put the date of birth and instantly shows all the aspects between two people.
With the green and reds and everything?
Also, that's right, yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So the
it's going to be great.
Yeah, you were talking about, you know, Astro Insights.
Yes.
The first one, as I said, for somebody asked us for the fame element. If somebody wants to be famous, for example, how can you tell?
Mm-hmm.
On the hand, there are three things to it. First of all, the hand that you write with, that's the hand that we use. Because
right.
That one never changes. I mean, that one is constantly changing. The other one does not. That's why you use the other one as a reference.
Right.
Now, the finger that's right next to the little finger, which is the ring finger.
They call it the wedding finger.
Wedding finger, that's right.
Yeah. Right.
That's that finger of Apollo, or the sun finger, some people call it. If this finger is longer than the index finger,
right.
That's the first indication of fame. People who can handle the stage very well. And then there's a line going to towards this finger. Any line going towards the finger, and the lower it is in the palm, the earlier the success is. And also, there's a mount below this finger of Apollo.
Right.
And if that mount is prominent, then that also is on the same aspect. And as I said earlier, those who are born between 8 o'clock in the morning to about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there's a stronger chance of fame for them. It's easier for them. Anybody can be famous, even when the planets are down. Just requires extra effort, mainly because their own interest. They don't like to be famous that much.
But I think
like
the important...
Like Bill Gates. You know, Bill Gates is basically quite a down-to-earth person. He doesn't really care for the limelight that much. Almost his star on one side, but he has Moon right on top of the chart in Aries in the 10th house of career. That's why he's constantly known. Whether it's for controversies or for whatever reason.
But I think the important thing here is, the important message is, there's a lot of people born with certain... aspects that they don't know, they're not aware of, you know.
Absolutely.
And there could be some people that, you know, deep inside they feel that need or the desire to be famous or to be in, you know, some type of a career, for example, that would
be
in the public, but they don't pursue it because they just maybe they don't have the confidence. But if it's in their natal chart, then they just don't know it.
Yes, you know what? But I'm looking at the chart. I'm almost downgrading myself. Their chart. In order to understand them, because when I look at the chart, I see the highest potential of the person. But I know if the person has not done anything with it. Like, both of these people had Venus in Aquarius, which is exactly what Chopin was born with, which Mozart was born with. Now, the talent can even be there, but people can be quite inhibited.
Right.
So, or in fashion design, for example, their fashion is erratic or unconventional, because the unconventional part is when you do not care for other people's opinion or what the society says, they do their own thing. So in his case, the selection of the girl that he likes. So however it comes out. But when they don't have those outlets, so I have to imagine the same chart having all those talents but not doing anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can interpret their chart for where they are.
Right.
Which is not something which it's my best talents, and what I'm really truly interested in is when people are truly using their talents also, even a little bit.
Exactly.
And that part becomes, so that's what I want to encourage them. Very much. But this is a really interesting thing, Michael. For the first time I'm looking at it, so I can instantly see what's happening. Like right now I can see so many aspects, but of course on radio and television, when the time is limited, so we don't want to misguide people.
Right.
Like that, was it Becky whose boyfriend had an accident with a mountain bike?
She said just recently had an accident with a mountain bike.
Yeah, he's born with a freak accident to head and spine at Mars-Uranus conjunction. It's a very, very dangerous aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So of course I have to see where it falls in his chart and all that. And that is getting touched up by Saturn every 7 years.
Right.
And it gets touched up. But guns and knives and all these things he has to be very, very careful of.
It's funny that you should have said to her, too, about motorcycles that you don't recommend. And
that's
almost
why I said
basically what he had an accident with.
Careful. Yes.
Yeah.
And just little things. There's a stone on the thing, for example, and they take this real chances. And, of course, he has a mind of his own also.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody tells him anything either.
Yeah. Probably.
But he is very intelligent. So he would listen to that part. Like the first 6 months of next year are absolutely fantastic for him.
It's
not right now, even though he's born with the accident configuration, which is getting touched up by Saturn. But the first 6 months of next year, then he's, that's the best time for it.
Yeah.
Because we all become artists at different times, musicians at different times. All that part is, you know, it's so important.
Well, certain talents come out more at different times of the year, I guess, or when the planets are in certain positions, or how does
Absolutely.
That work? Like if somebody's musically inclined, for example.
Yes.
You're saying there's certain times of the year when the planets are in certain positions, then that's when they're going to be at their peak, or if they played an instrument, they would play it flawless during that time, and when the planets were down, they would make more mistakes? Or...
Absolutely. As you know, I never took any piano training, but I just do it myself, and now we've got this chord, you know? It's so interesting, Michael, this thing. I'm having such a... Well, with this aspect now.
Yeah, that's a story. That's
at some point, we're showing the whole music. And, of course, in that flash is my own music also. I find, because I'm an artist, a musician, I'm also an athlete, all these things, and all of that you need to become very good in astrology. You need the athletic prowess, for example, to think like athletes. Like, you remember those two girls we met at the party?
Volleyball stars.
And are you there?
Volleyball stars. I think we have a caller, yeah. Let's just see if we got a last-minute call here. Is there somebody on the line? Hello?
Okay, those two guys we met were going to be...
Yeah, they were the volleyball stars. They were Canadian volleyball stars.
That's right, yeah.
Beach volleyball.
The calendar that they gave us, if you see what they've written, it was very, very interesting, you know, about the goal setting and all that, to achieve the goals, and they think differently than normal people. They push themselves beyond normal.
Right.
And that's the athletic part.
Actually, they proved that in one of the YouTube videos of them playing volleyball, beach volleyball in the snow, in their bathing suit.
Yes, absolutely.
If that's not pushing it to the limit, I don't know what is.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
For sure.
That's exactly. And however you use that part, and the artistic side is needed also for the cooperation, for the to understand the other person's viewpoint as well. Because, art itself gives, of course, a visual aspect, and the visual is a maximum. The whole brain, the first thing they do in meditation is close the eyes, because that cuts down 50% of neural activity. So the visual aspect... God has given the supremacy of the eyes, the visual aspect to all the senses. That's why the visual part is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings us closer to God in many extent. You see a beautiful sunset or anything, or a beautiful person. But the music part I find is much more hormonal. I find that this acute, almost a painful sensitivity when you're able to play some instruments with it and all, it really, really takes you to a different world.
Right.
And that part becomes so important here.
I think we're getting close to actually our time here, but I think we should continue with the first thing I wanted to say is that you made a good comment about like the calls not coming in clear, like we were saying earlier. Try next. We have a show this Thursday, so for all of our listeners who are listening right now, we have our world show on Thursday, which is at 8 p.m. Pacific time and 11 p.m. Eastern. And that one is people from all around the world can call in on that show as well. But, yeah, I think what we can do, you know, we'll try to make it more. I mean, if we get calls, we're not going to turn them away, and people will just have to be patient with us if there's trouble.
But the relationships one, I think this would be excellent. What we're doing in with our matchmaking thing, we are basically giving four colors.
Right.
So the fire signs like Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius will have the color red. And... For the earth signs, we have the color brown, the earth color.
Right.
For Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. And for the air signs, we'll have the yellow color.
Right.
And these are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. And for the water signs, we'll give the sort of a greenish color. And these are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. Now, earth and water get along well.
Right.
And also fire and air get along well. So that
makes
part,
sense.
Whether it's in communication or... in terms of love matters, we'll show them which planets are involved. For example, Mercury's communication. So they'll be able to see instantly what color they are and the person is.
Mm-hmm.
So they only have to deal with four things rather than hundreds of variables that we deal with in astrology.
Right.
So I think that'll be a very interesting thing that we'll start. Another thing we'll do, that we'll be adding music also to it. So when you have fire signs, it's much more, the tempo becomes, stronger. Or, for example, if it's Pisces, for example, then you have these, like, strings, you know. So that's all. Every time, and you can immediately tell, like, for example, that lady who had called, and she was saying that her friend was in communication.
Right.
That one, he has Mercury in Pisces. Those strings exactly is his mind. But she's a very matter-of-fact, very to the point exact as Al Gore has Mercury in Pisces, for example, and they tell jokes that go round and round and round, you know, not to the point. But it's interesting. So it gives them much more insight that way. And by the way, as we had said last time also, there are certain signs which are going through a major 7-year period right now.
Yeah, that was an important thing to talk about.
Yes, the signs of Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. And they will encounter a lot of delays right now. This is temporary aspect till about next summer.
Okay.
And by next summer, they should have established what they want for the next 7 years. So you can be frustrated by thinking that you have delays coming up in your chart. But when you take it as a test of your organizing skills, that you're going for the next level. Like,
right.
We can have all our programs available right now. But my own plans are coming right at the top next summer. And after that, I won't have time to come back and write down all the things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
why we're
making regular groundwork up.
Yeah.
And as you know, Michael, we've spent so much time making this, just getting this, like a 6,000-year ephemeris, like 3,000 BC to 3,000 AD.
Yeah.
So we not only have what's happening now, but people who lived 600 years ago, for example, what was happening in their chart, what are the common aspects between those people and the people now.
Yeah.
So people can recognize the best potential also.
For what's been accomplished to date and what we're going to have done when we're finished, the world is going to benefit in many, many ways. And that's why I'm just anxious to get to that date. Because you and I have the same goals, and there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way as us. And once we're able
to... Michael, I was wondering, that paper we had about all the questions that we'll ask you, do you have that paper by any chance? You don't have that by any chance, do you?
Which one is that?
The one that I was saying that, some of the questions that you thought it was very good for the BBS show.
Oh, you know what? I don't have that. It's in the office. We'll deal with that this week. So for Thursday's show, we can...
Also, one other thing I would say for people who are going to visit our website, right in the middle of that page where it says Astro Trends, there's a colored graph there. It says...
Right.
The moon's transits.
The timetable?
Click on that one. That's right. If you just click on that one, you will see this colored chart. That's the first thing. They can find out which column applies to them. It's from A to L. And it's only these 12 columns based on the date and time of birth, approximate time of birth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any difficulty, just email us and we'll tell you exactly which column applies to you based on the date and time. And I'll tell you their personality also, your personality. But underneath that, it says Key to Moon's Transits. Just download that one. It's a PDF file and print it out. It's 2 pages because they'll apply to every month. The same interpretations are there. And then it says that the moon's transits themselves, for example, May, and then the next month I'll put the June one. I'm doing this free for all my all the people
right
now.
All the existing clients, yeah.
That's right, yeah. And whatever number you see, you just read that number in the interpretation. If the C column applies to you and it says number 8 on a certain day, you're definitely into money at that time. And those are the best days to, whether you want to buy a property or you want to move or you want to travel. And there are certain days when you feel very run down and tired. Certain days are best for moving. Certain days are fantastic for traveling. Some days you'll spend a lot of money. Some days you'll always get money. And all these things are extremely easy to understand in astrology. And I'm the only astrologer who's made these moon transits. If you have any question regarding that, how to use it and all that, you can always write to us at stargaze@astrotrends.net. And Michael is very, very good as a counselor as well, in counseling, guiding, helping people. He's very, very intuitive, actually. He's very sensitive, actually. In my case, we've done like 15,000 clients, but I don't really believe my client. I can even cry with them, but if their problems, for example, I find that they are not understanding the reasoning behind events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are coming to an end of the show.
Yeah,
Michael.
Yeah, we are. So I just wanted to close out by giving your local telephone number for anybody who wants after the show. It's area code 416-497-9000, or it can be reached on by email at stargaze@astrotrends.net. So until Thursday, which is our next program, we wish everybody well, and we thank all our listeners for listening, and a special thank you to our callers, Linda and Becky. And we look forward to Thursday and enlightening people a little bit more then as well.
Yeah, Michael, the next show is at from 11 to 12?
Thursday would be 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m.
Eastern
Pacific.
Time.
Right.
Okay, we'll
okay so we're going to sign off now, and we will talk with everybody on Thursday.
Thank you very much, Michael. Also,
thank you, Hassan. Have a great night.
Thanks.
And thank you to our listeners.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.